So here is one of the message, at least a message from this part of the sacrifice, shows that this is the superiority of sankirtana. And this is why it is no longer necessary for us to chant Vedic mantras. If in Vedic time it was such a risky business, then don't undertake it now. Sometimes devotees want to enhance their chanting by chanting other types of mantras. Prabhupada did give us actually a couple of mantras to enhance our chanting. We chant and in order to help free us from other obstacles to our devotion, then we chant the mantras of the Lord Shrinidev. But that's about it. If one has full faith in the holy name, he knows that whatever any other Vedic mantra can give is already contained within just a fraction of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the Maha Mantra gives other things that Vedic mantras are not capable of doing. And ultimately, this was, of course, a fruitive sacrifice as well. Have someone come out of the yajna to kill Indra. That's a pretty heavy thing to want to do. Of course, what Indra did is also quite a heavy thing. He killed a Brahmin. And he killed a Brahmin who was actually a well-wisher. Bhagavatam is full of these things. Puranas are full of these things. Somehow these type of revenge between demigods, Brahmins. Brahmins is the kind of curse with sacrifices or curse someone else. But we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate that we have the opportunity to attain ultimate perfection, which is already there in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Param Satyam Dhimahi. By Dhimahi, that also invokes the Gayatri Mantra, is also invoked there. But Param Satyam, one can achieve actually Radha and Krishna as we're worshipping them here in the spiritual world. How? Nama Samkirtana Nyasya Sado Anabhavanasya. You become free from all sin, from all sinful reaction, and you achieve what is being declared in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. You achieve this supreme destination, supreme perfection. So we concentrate on this sacrifice. Here they're performing one sacrifice. What is the sacrifice for this age? Prayer. Prayer means more or less exclusively. It means that there are other things that we do. What are other things that we do than the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnam, Svaram, Palasevam, Arjanam? Particularly Arjanam is of great importance. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadhu Sangha. So these other things. Are they of less importance? They're not of less importance, but prayer means. And Jiva Goswami explains in Siddhartha that all of these things have to be done along with chanting. We start off Srimad Bhagavatam by Jairam Madhava Kunjaya. We start off with Kirtan. How do we worship the deities when we have Arti? You know, if you go to some temple and they have arti, what do they do? The bell, bang these gongs, boom. But there's no kirtan. So the kirtan is missing, but it's the kirtan which is actually meant to be there, and not just, yes, we're drawing attention of the Lord, we're drawing attention to the Lord. But actually the real Arjuna, the essence of Arjuna is Kirtan. So in all of these activities of devotional service, in order for them to have full potency, they must be accompanied by Kirtan, Padasevana. When devotees do parikrama, what do we do? We should be chanting Hare Krishna. If we want full benefit of Hiriraja, from Vrindavan, from going to the holy place, we go to Sridharma, then we should chant Hare Krishna. So, Jak ja sam bil najprej John D. Easton Venusa, most people who are intelligent. An intelligent person has understood the conclusion. This is already, we're down to the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when the statement is being made. So it requires some good intelligence to understand Bhagavatam. This is the message of Bhagavatam. If we understand the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we understand actually what are all of these pastimes leading to, then ultimately we come to this conclusion that Krishna this who this Krishna Varnam Sakrishnam, this Akrishna person, that's very difficult to decipher. There it's being explicitly stated. Prahlad Maharaj talks about this Chana Adhikar, this hidden incarnation, but who that hidden incarnation is. It's I was thinking of one reference, but I'll come back to that. But who that in the incarnation here, at least it is Krishna, it is clearly stated that he is Krishna Varna. Just like it's stated in the beginning, that Swayam Bhagavan, here Krishna, that there may be so many other incarnations. That was the first one. So Krishna Varnam, Varnamasa means category. So he's Krishna Varnam, he's Swayam Bhagavan, but he's Krishna Krishna. But he has a different complexion. And what is that complexion? And later on it describes, not later on, early on, it describes Garga Muni, he's saying, so he's Pita. There it becomes that Akrishna means he's not black. Not black means what? Because so many things are not black. But now here's the part that he's golden. He's Pita. He's golden in complexion. So, Asavarnam. He's blackish. So there, he's golden. And therefore, we take to this Yajna-samprita-samprita-janti-sumedasa. And we see that even though we have this one mantra, it takes time in order to actually perfect its chanting. Why? Because in the very beginning, we're already born Manda, Sumanda, Mandabhagya. We're not very smart. We're not very good. When Srila Prabhupada was once in a lecture commenting on this, he said, Manda, Samanda, yes, simple thing, you just have to raise your hands. He says, but we are so Samanda, we cannot even raise our hands. So it was such a difficult thing for us. And just chant this one mantra, free of offense, without to actually perfect, to achieve mantra siddhi. Mantras are not things in any, whatever time we're talking about, whether these are Panchadriki mantras or whether they are Vaidic mantras. First of all, that mantra requires to come in sampradaya, sampradaya means it has to come down in parampara. And then once you get that mantra, you have to perfect the chanting of the mantra. In the same way that we have to perfect the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So first, one cannot commit offense to that mantra. If we commit offense to a mantra, then we will get very little or no result. Then, as it's stated, yes, it's something up, and at the end, then you have to let the mantra actually first free you from all sinful reaction, from all those unarguments, all those impurities that are within the heart. And then finally, when the impurities are all gone, then the real fruit and the unfold will come from that mantra. Prima Kumato Mahan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing or arguing with the Tattva Rai. He says, no, Varnashram is not the goal of life. And I is liberation, freedom of the love of God. Yes, that was the point I wanted to. I just was coming back to this Krishna Varnam Prasad Krishna, that in Lochan Das Thakur, he describes this very nice conversation between Brahma and Narada. And Lord Brahma is speaking to Narada, and Narada says, where in Shastra is it talks about this Pita, because the analysis is about the same verse. Where does it say that Krishna appears again with his golden complexion and he appears in Kali? So he gives this very nice, thank you, Lord Brahma said, I meditated on this for a long time, and then I thought of this verse that Krishna says, he said, and I came to realize when Krishna says Sambhavami Jugye Jugye, he's saying, I appear in this age now, Jugye, and I'm appearing in the next age, Jugye, in the one following. So in other words, Krishna is saying, Jugye Jugye, I'm appearing here now, Lokarayuga, and I will appear again in Kali. And Krishna's own cover, again, it's covered. It's a covered statement. It's not a direct statement. Anyway, these are the things that great personalities like Lord Brahma are meditating on. Sometimes we also think, I read Bhagavad Gita, but we didn't figure this out from Bhagavad Gita. Lord Brahma figured it out, but that's because he's a lot smarter than we are. And he's a lot more Krishna conscious. He spends his time really meditating on what are the deep meanings of Lord Krishna's statements. So I'll stop for a minute, or stop for questions, but I need to go. I need to leave for a moment. Srila Prabhupada did this in 26-7 Avenue, another place, he said, I have to come back. This is also one of the defects of age. So maybe in the meantime, we can chant Hare Krishna. I'll just be back in 1 minute.
It means every yoga, the Lord counts. Very clear, a lot of it is very brilliant.
Was that a tikka you were reading?
This is from Lochan Das.
Oh, those are the details.
I'm still fighting, so you should also fight. unless one is actually dutiful, one cannot properly execute the devotional service. You must know how to perform your duty. And Rupasilva is also doing the same thing. He knows, I'm going to die, but still, this is my duty. I have to fight. I'm on the side of the demons. He's not a demon. He's a Mahabharata. But still, because I've been invoked by the fire, I'm in the dynasty of the demons, therefore I should fight against the demigods. And he fights to the death, and he keeps fighting. Even when he has no arms left, he's still fighting. So, one should not be afraid to die. One should perform one's duty, particularly God-given duty in the realm of devotional service. Even when it means that the consequence will be that I will give up our body, because we will give up our body. So that we should learn how to conduct our lives in such a way that we are very, very dutiful. And then, as Krishna says, what to think of at the time of death. And at the time of death, what is Rupasura doing? He's praying to Krishna, fully absorbed. Let me just simply resume my devotional service to you. So, so many things to be learned. And I'll just stop with that. And perhaps other devotees would like to add something. Or if the devotees have any particular questions, they have 10 minutes. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very fortunate to hear from you. So, Maharaj, you said that financially you would be bound to even perform devotee service. To give an example of the time. So, how could I expect to be bound to even in lower conditions? When you face that.
Yes, in Kali Yuga, we have to ask the question of how to be dutiful, because our tendency is not to be dutiful. Because people become very much distracted by sense gratification, and therefore they feel obliged to follow the senses rather than follow the principles of Dharma. Like you just did, which is an example of Dharma. So the only way by which we can get the strength to be dutiful is really by developing spiritual strength, which comes through chanting Hare Krishna, by performing devotional activities. In the beginning, we chant Hare Krishna, and then we get enough strength to at least follow these four principles of Dharma. That's my duty. Come hell or high water, I have to follow these four principles. And then, as time goes on, one chants Hare Krishna, Sarvagna Stapta Parasati Sura, then all other good qualities, all other beautiful activities will then follow. But the only way to overcome the influence of this of Kali Yuga is by practicing devotional service, and then we'll learn how to really be dutiful. Not will never become a Yudhisthira Maharaj. I can't remember who it was who decided, but it's such a wonderful, powerful statement. Yudhisthira Maharaj said that never in my life have I ever been a dharmic, either in deed or even in thought. I've never had an irreligious thought in my life. I wish I could say something. Certainly make the best of our present situation by developing a dutiful attitude, which is the basis of all.
Maharaj, you give several verses where the appearance of Mahaprabhu is given indirectly. Is there any direct verse from the Vedas which is directly, directly giving Mahaprabhu is
suddenly given? Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvindam. Yes, Mahabharata talks about Mahapurush. There are other statements, even in Vedas, talking about on the bank, in Navadvipa, on the bank of the Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was referred to as Sachi Sutta, as the son of Sachi. And then also in Atharva Veda supplement, the Gora Mantra is also described as a mantra which is being chanted. Again, Lord Brahma is also teaching on the Kumaras. So there are references. Srila Prabhupada gives some of these references, and others are given most likely by Viva Goswami or other acharyas. Because it's a challenge, because he's so covered, people tend to question, is this for real? There are there are many direct statements.
Hare Krishna. Very grateful for your presentation here in Hyderabad temple. At the beginning of your class, you mentioned about being careful about the mental offenses. So my question is that I can be so many devotees and being situated in your kind of state, how should I know whether I have committed any offense towards being a devotee, knowingly or unknowingly? Where the devotee is being very oppressive and out of his humility, he may or he will not quite out of his offense.
We need to learn to what is sadhachara, what is proper conduct. That's why when Prabhupada uses this term as a neophyte devotee, not bhakchani subhakteshu, he doesn't know how to relate to Vaishnavas. That's a very dangerous situation. There was, I don't know if you know, there used to be a very famous American playwright, modern playwright, his name was Tennessee Williams. And he didn't write very deep literature, but anyway, he wrote one play that was called The Glass Menagerie. So Glass Menagerie is like when you walk into a shop where all they sell is glass items or porcelain. So when you walk into a place that sells porcelain, be very careful. You don't move very quickly. You bump into something and you have to pay for it. As soon as it hits the floor, it's shattered. So living, sometimes I think like that, living and being amongst Vaishnavas is like being in a glass menagerie. You better move very slowly. You gotta be very careful about what you say. And we need to learn the conduct. If we don't know it, then learn it. Just like one of Srila Prabhupada's servants, one told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you say that we should treat all women as mothers, but devotees don't even know how to, we were never even taught how to treat our mother properly. And Prabhupada said, just learn it. We need to learn it. We need to learn what is the proper interaction of Vaishnavas, how to speak sweetly, how to deal with each other nicely. And then, of course, if we're committing some offense, then that will be one of the reasons why we will see that the benefit of our chanting and our mood, our bhava, our devotion will decrease. Something is not right, and then generally that will be as a result of nama-apradha, and of course foremost of those is Vaishnava-apradha. So we need to consult with other Vaishnavas. Am I doing something wrong? And then this, and I'll just conclude with that, because then we have one more. in trance of ecstasy, he had one guest, and because he was in ecstasy, he didn't recognize the presence of the guest, and the guest thought that he was ignoring him. That guest was a lesser Vaishnava. But because he became offended, even that lesser Vaishnava became offended, Rupa Goswami lost his connection with his trance. He immediately thought, I committed some offense, but he couldn't figure out what it was because his guest had left and went to complain to Sanatana Goswami. So, anyway, when Rupa Goswami, he also went to Sanatana Goswami, then they met and the whole issue was resolved. But again, an example, even offenses unknowingly committed, they also. So it's a glass menagerie. We have to be very careful when we move around amongst life. It's our only way of salvation because we cannot become Krishna conscious without satsanga. But we have to be very careful with satsanga. I think that is how do we remember Krishna in our thoughts 24 hours a day when we are occupied with work and control? Well, we can start by trying to be occupied at the times when we're not at work and at home. And if we're doing that very well, especially when we're chanting Hare Krishna, then that's a good indication. And if you're doing your business, you may not be able to be absorbed, or if you're changing your baby's diapers, you may not be absorbed in thinking about Krishna. Of course, Hare Yashoda also, but Krishna didn't wear diapers. That's a more convention. He just did it straight there. So you can try and connect like that. But mainly, let's try to concentrate on being aware of Krishna when we're supposed to be aware of Krishna, which is during our morning and evening program. And if you really absorb that, then you'll know. You'll know. Thank you all very much. I'm glad I was able to come here. I'm going to go back to Madhupada Sarathi and continue with some other services there. And I hope you continue increasing your book distribution more and more.